It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Luke, chapter 2. If you remember, we finished first 20 verses. We are going to start from verse 21.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
Now here we see Jesus now is 8 days old. And the word of God says the firstborn child should be given to the Lord. And all the firstborns are belong to God. And so they wanted to dedicate their child, especially for circumcision. And they brought the child to the temple or synagogue. And so they wanted to dedicate Jesus Christ and do the circumcision according to the law. Many people today do not thank God what God has done for them. When you get a child from the Lord, we should be thankful and dedicate your children to God. Once you give your children to God, then you are just the babysitter. You just take care of them, but at the same time, God is the one take care of them. When the child is sick, child is having problem, you don't have to worry because it's a child of God. And God will take care of the child. And we see here, Joseph and Mary brings this child for the dedication and the circumcision according to the law. Jesus Christ was born into this world to fulfill the law. So even though it's a new baby, 8 days old, baby cannot say yes or no, but he was just under the law, and the mother and father took him for the dedication. Verse 23.
As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
Now he says, as it is written according to the word of God. Let's go to the Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 and 2.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine.
See, God gives us a gift. The children are the gift of God. And once we get the children, we should be thankful to God. It's not ours, it's God's. And you give it to them, to the Lord. And that's why, that's the reason they bring this child to the Lord and dedicate it to God. They don't have to do it. He was the Son of God. He was already dedicated. He was already ready to do the will of God. But a mother has to bring the child for dedication. And the word of God says, not only that, they have to purify the mother. The mother, when gives the birth, they were called unclean. So the 8th day, they have to bring some kind of gift, offering to God for purification. We will be reading a little bit further. Verse 24.
And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons.
Now here is saying to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, this offering was said to the poor people. If you are rich, you can bring a lamb. But if you are poor, you bring the young pigeons or turtle doves. Go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, and start reading from verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and borne a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priest.
See here it says lamb or turtle doves. Okay.
Who shall offer it before the Lord, and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath borne a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering, and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean.
They had the laws, rules, and regulations. And somebody will say, why we are not doing today? We are not doing today because Jesus Christ's blood has sanctified us. So we don't have to do these things that we are unclean. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Once you are born again, child of God, blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies you and you are clean in the sight of God. But in the Old Testament, if you read the book of Leviticus, there are so many rules and regulations, and all these people, they were under the law, and not a single person was able to fulfill the law. That's why Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law. But here we see Mary bought the just turtle dove, not the lamb. From that we know she was poor. We will be reading a little bit further. Verse 25, go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him.
Now here is the man, Simeon. I don't know, the age is not given, but it says an old man and waiting that God is going to reveal his salvation to him. And so he was waiting, and the word of God says he was dedicated, holy man of God, serving the Lord. He's a just man, he's a righteous man, and those days righteousness was by faith or by the blood of bulls and goats. Our righteousness is by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so this man was waiting that God might have said to him by the Holy Spirit that I'm going to reveal to you who the Savior is. And so he was waiting. And we don't know when God told him, but according to the word of God, he was waiting. Verse 26.
And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
See, here it says, God revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. Means Holy Spirit inspired him and spoke to him that you are not going to die until you see the Savior of the world. And the word of God says this man was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, when we say fill up the Holy Spirit, most of the people get confused. Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Most of the people think the same Holy Spirit was in the Old Testament and the same Holy Spirit in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not yet revealed. Only they knew God the Father, or just say God or the Lord. They did not know even the who was Lord and who was God. They never said God a Father. But when Jesus Christ came into this world, he is the only one revealed who Father is and who Holy Spirit is. And so, when the disciples filled with the Holy Spirit, then God's Spirit revealed them what was the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Go to the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
See what he's saying? The Spirit of Christ, which was in them. That means, even though they didn't know what spirit they had, they only know the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Lord was upon them. And the Saint Peter says that Spirit was the Spirit of Christ, because they were searching about Christ. They were searching about salvation. And the same way Simeon was doing. He was searching and waiting that salvation God was going to reveal to him. When Jesus Christ comes to the temple, when the baby is brought to the temple, by the Spirit, he understood what was the reason God kept him. Go back to the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 27.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
See, now he saw Jesus Christ, little baby, but the Holy Spirit revealed him, this child you see, this child is the Savior of the world. And this is the reason you were waiting. And so his spirit was satisfied, and now he says, now I'm ready to go. I was waiting, you told me to wait, and I'm waiting. My joy is fulfilled. My waiting is over. Now he is ready to go to heaven, but he was waiting to see the salvation. So the word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means each and every person has to know the Savior. And if some people, if they die without receiving Savior, they will go to hell. But this man was waiting for the salvation. This man was waiting for the Savior. And when he saw the Savior, he was satisfied. Let's read the Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10.
The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
See, he knew that this is the timing. He was waiting that the whole world is going to see the salvation of God. Go to the Matthew chapter 1 and read verse 21 to 23.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
She said, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus means the Savior. And so when this man sees the baby Jesus, he knew this is the Savior. Let's read up to 23.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
See, this was the Savior, and the same Savior was God. When you say God with us, many people didn't understand. They're thinking God the Father came into this world. God the Father did not come. God the Son came into this world. And God the Son is God himself. That's what the word of God says, God with us. We saw God in Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 31.
Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
Now who is saying this? Simeon is saying, you have prepared the salvation for the mankind before the face of the earth, the people were even born. That means he's saying, before the world was created, you had the plan to bring the salvation to the world. God knows everything. God knows what was going to happen. And that's why the Word of God says, we were in the mind of God, in the heart of God. Read the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
See, we have all spiritual blessings come to us through Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, all the heavenly blessings flows. Verse 4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
See, he had chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy without blame before him in love. So, only in Christ, Jesus Christ is the model of love. God is love. And once we receive Jesus Christ, we are perfected in love of God. And so here he's saying, this was the plan of God before the foundation of the world. So we are so special in the eyes of God. We are not ordinary people. The worldly people, they are different. But when we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, all the heavenly blessing comes. And now, not only that, we are perfected in the love of Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says, if you read the Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. That means even the world was not created, Jesus Christ planned to die for the mankind. When God says, who will go? Jesus says, I will go. I will give my life. I will redeem the mankind. And this happened before the foundation of the world. We are thinking, what is the plan of God for us? The plan of God for us that we should be holy, blameless in Christ Jesus. Because without Jesus Christ, we are unholy, we are unsaved, and we are enemy to God. But once we receive Jesus Christ, we are one with God, and the middle wall of partition is gone, and the blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies us, and then we are belong to Jesus Christ and belong to God. Okay, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 32.
A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
This is Simeon saying. He is saying this child is going to be a light to the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. So you can see God revealed this man who Jesus Christ is. Not only that, what kind of ministry Jesus Christ is going to do for the mankind. Read the Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
Now here the Isaiah is saying, there are people dying without God and without Christ. They are like under the shadow of death. That means each and every person who is born into this world, that person is going to die. The Word of God says it is appointed every man wants to die, and after death, there will be judgment. So each and every person is going to die. Each and every person was under the shadow of death. The Word of God says in book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Simeon is seeing the vision, what the Isaiah was saying, that Jesus Christ is going to bring the salvation, the light, the life to the people who are dying without God and without Christ. And if you remember, we studied about the Zechariah and John the Baptist, when the Zacharias saw his baby and he started prophesying about Jesus. Book of Luke chapter 1 verse 79.
To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
See, he also got the same revelation like a Simeon. And Zechariah also starts saying, quoting the Isaiah chapter 9, that Jesus Christ is going to bring the light to the world. When we are living in this world, we are living in darkness. The darkness is called the kingdom of the devil. But once we receive Jesus Christ, we are taken out of the kingdom of darkness and putting in the light of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world, and Jesus Christ's light gives us life. Without Jesus, there is no life. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, and verse 33.
And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against.
Now, here Simeon said something. I don't think Mary understood, but he was saying what's going to happen to Jesus Christ and what's going to happen to children of Israel. When Jesus Christ preaches the word of God and gives the counsel of God, and what these people are going to do to Jesus Christ. Read the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 14 and 15.
And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken.
See, he says, and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken. And so somebody says, why is this? Because when Jesus Christ came, they did not understand he is the cornerstone. He is the living stone. He is the foundation stone. And they did not understand, and they stumble and fall. That's what the Simeon is saying. Many will fall. Many will not understand what Jesus Christ is all about. But he came here to give people eternal life. And some of the people really understood, like disciples of Jesus Christ, and they followed him. And some of the people followed him. And after the receiving the Holy Spirit, the believers came to know what this scripture is all about. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 35.
Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Now, this was also a message to Mary, but Mary didn't understand. She only heard everything and kept in her heart. But when Jesus Christ was crucified, then she could say what Simeon was saying is true, because she was standing there helpless, seeing Jesus Christ beaten and crucified in front of her own eyes. And so this Simeon was warning her what is going to happen in the future. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 36.
And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity.
Now, there is another lady here. Her name is Anna. We saw the Simeon was old man. He came in the temple. He blessed Jesus. He did the circumcision, and he blessed the Mary and Joseph and revealed them some of the truth about Jesus Christ and what he is going to do and what kind of ministry he will have. Now, here is another old lady. Now, Simeon and Anna, they were not told that Mary and Joseph is bringing Jesus. We saw Simeon said God inspired him by the Holy Spirit, and he came to the temple. In those days, there was no telephone. Simeon, we are coming to do the circumcision. Are you available? No, they came by faith. And here, God inspired Simeon to come to the temple or synagogue, wherever it was, and do the circumcision. And here, the Anna is an old lady, but she is saying she was married to men. The man's name is not given. And after 7 years, the man died. Just think, young lady, she says after her virginity, means she was virgin and she married to one man. And the man died 7 years later. But this lady was a godly lady because she is coming from the Asher's family. So she was a godly lady. She was not disappointed. She did not say to God, why my husband died in my youth? Just think that she was 16 and her husband dies 7 years later. So the young girl, but she did not blame God. She did not say, why in the world my husband died? I'm a godly woman. I'm a child of God. Why this happened to me? And many people blame God when this thing happened, not knowing what the plan of God is. But the word of God says, she stayed in the temple. Let's read the following verse, 37.
And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
This lady, now she is 84 years old. But she says she never left the temple and she was serving the Lord, what? Day and night. Day and night serving the Lord, not looking for husband, not looking for the luxury, not looking for the worldly pleasure, but thinking, if God took my husband, I don't need another. And she served the Lord. Jesus Christ comes in the temple and God inspired her to go and see the salvation, what God has prepared for the mankind. And she comes to the temple. If the young lady's husband dies, she should marry, the word of God says. But if somebody is thinking, I don't want to get married, I want to live for God. If my husband is gone, maybe God has a better plan for me. And I'm going to serve the Lord. And so don't try to blame God. Why my husband is dead? But thank God, the word of God says, God is our father, he is our mother, he is our husband, he is our everything. Getting married is not sin. The word of God says it is better to marry than burn. There are some people, you know, they don't want to get married, but they will have seven men, like the lady, a Samaritan lady. When Jesus Christ met her, he said, bring your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you told the truth. This story was 2,000 years ago. In those days, ladies has many husbands, not getting married and living secretly with a many men. But that's sin. That's a sinful life. Jesus Christ changed that lady and she received Jesus as her Lord and Savior. So here we see this old lady. She is happy, joyful, and waiting for salvation to be revealed. Let's read verse 38.
And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
See, this lady comes to the temple, start thanking God for God is giving her a chance to be alive, to see the salvation. And she gave the sermon, she gave the message. His message is not given here, but he says she spoke about the redemption in Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.